We're going to continue on with the subject of the glory of God. Can you do it in Iranian as well?
I can't do that. Sorry about that.
And you need it. Well, Bill, yeah, Bill's family is Dutch, so he needs it in Dutch. Can you get the full interpretation of all those three, please?
If you gave me the list and everything, the words and everything, maybe I could do it in the future. The words for every single sentence.
Glory to God. It's good to be together in the house of the Lord, yes? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 8. When Jesus came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. And a leper came to him and bowed down before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately the leprosy left him. I want to just read you a story. It's a story of a man who began to let his relationship grow weak with God. The story goes like this. A man came into my office to talk with me. Now the man was sitting across the desk looking at me like the picture of success. He was in his early 30s, was nice looking, made a six-figure income, and he had a beautiful wife and two children. He had been transformed by the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that happened some years ago. And more recently, he had been baptized with the Holy Spirit. He'd been a faithful worker in the church with the help ministry. Yet he told me the all too familiar story that continues to be repeated in our society. Yes, even in our churches. It's a story of sexual temptation, internet chat rooms, and eventually adultery. That was what the man got involved with, and it was about to destroy his marriage. Somewhere along the way, this man had stopped asking and fellowshipping and worshipping God on a regular basis. The very blessings that God had given him, being success, handsome, having a wonderful family, had become a stumbling block to his life. He got into pride, forgot to acknowledge God for all these things. It had taken him away from his relationship with Jesus and his wife. He told me he was sorry, so I prayed with him. And of course, as he honestly walked down the road of repentance, God will help him, but the damage was done. It was a damage that will affect his marriage for years to come. You know, we live in a day of so much information and temptation that goes along the way.
And
it is so easy to get caught up into these things. And the devil, these tools can be used for the blessing of God, like we said about our website. But so often the devil takes hold of these things and begins to use them for evil. And he seeks to destroy you and me. And the only way that you and I can stay strong in our relationship with Jesus Christ is when we're in a day-to-day conversation with him. In a day-to-day relationship with Jesus. That's what keeps us strong. That's what keeps us going on. That's what keeps us in faith with him. Moses met with God every day. He went to the tent of meetings. Now we've been talking for this last few weeks, if not months, about the glory of God.
Yeah.
And I believe that even for today's church, the glory of God wants to be seen and should be seen in the church. God wants his people to shine and to show his glory. That will only happen as we meet with God day by day. As we talk to him. It's about a relationship. And you build a relationship with somebody through communion, conversation. And so for us to know the presence and the power of God in our lives, we have to commune with God every day. Twice a day. Three times a day.
Praise the Lord.
What about all the day? That he's involved in everything that we say and that we do right through the day. I know the Nepalese people love to eat.
I know
when I go to Pune's, there's a spread. And I go out heavier than when I came in. Yesterday I went on my motorbike. I spent the day on the motorcycle just enjoying myself. And I put my motorbike gear on. A few weeks ago it was... Yesterday it went on easy. I eat every day. Do you? In fact, some people are just so super spiritual, I don't know what we can say. In fact, I don't just eat once a day. Sometimes I'll eat four times a day. Breakfast, dinner, tea, and supper. Food gives me energy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Word of God gives you spiritual energy.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your word.
Gives you energy.
Sakti dindacha.
Seems to give you physical energy. You never stop.
Daniel lost the mala banana. Tiki timi koi lepani stop gardeno.
I don't have time to stop. I've got so much that I want to do to be involved in with the Lord Jesus. I remember just about a month ago, just over, these young people sat on a wall outside a church. I said hello, and then I went straight into it. Do you know Jesus? I began to tell them about Jesus. They told me they were from Iran, so I thought, right, I'm going to tell them about Jesus. I want everybody to hear about Jesus. Glory to God. When I met Sandy, some of the first things were happening was I was talking about Jesus to him. And you. Our conversation. Our very air that we breathe. He's given me life. And he's given it to abundance. Hallelujah.
No problem, man.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I get excited. God is an exciting God. Some people think you have to be somber and quiet and behave yourself. No. You didn't do it like me.
Different, isn't it? Different accent. Don't sound the same, obviously, does it? All right. Okay.
Good to laugh. God says he laughs at the devil and his ways.
Yeah.
You know, God says he laughs. He probably gave us laughter.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So here we have a man, a leper, and he begins to communicate with Jesus. He says, and the leper came to Jesus and bowed down. Is that what he says? Yeah. He says he bowed down before him and said, Lord, if it's you are willing, you can make me clean. When we come to Jesus and we ask him, he begins to give to us. The Word of God says he gives to us pressed down.
Bible bandha chagi prabhu
prabhu din huncha and running over. You know, when I met this couple, I was running over, weren't I? I was running over with Jesus. I'd got to tell him about Jesus. I'm running over. I leak Jesus. And every one of us should leak Jesus.
And how many should
be running over.
Josilo bhayo prabhu ko barma aru
la bhanu. How will we see the world saved? Because when Jesus starts running over, when he runs over from you, when he runs over from you constantly, amen?
Amen.
It says, and immediately the leprosy was gone. This is the power, Esther, of the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
This is the power of Jesus Christ working in our life. And the Bible says in Hebrews, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and for tomorrow. He's not changing. So you and I have to change. We have to be like Jesus. We're not trying to make Jesus like us. We have to be like Jesus. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 22. And a Canaanite woman from the region came out and began to cry out, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is cruelly demon-possessed." But he did not answer her a word. And her disciples came and implored him, saying, "Send her away. Because she keeps shouting at us." And Jesus answered and said, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And she came and began to bow down before him, saying, "Lord, help me." She's come to a point of an act of worship. She's come to a point of lifting Jesus up. She's come to a point where she's acknowledging and saying, "He's Lord." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's the Lord of all creation. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. That's my Jesus. And he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and to throw it to the dogs." Praise God. But she said, "Yes, Lord, even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from the master's table." Yeah. And Jesus said to her, "Oh, woman, your faith is great. And it shall be done to you as you wish." And her daughter was healed at once. Amen. She was persistent. She was persistent. You know what children are like. "Dad, I want this. I want this. Mom,
Dad,
can I have this?" True? Yeah, I know. No. And it's always, Mum, I want this. Dad. And Mum will say no. So go and ask his dad. "Dad, can I have..." Go and see your Mum. And it's back, isn't it? Hey? Ask your Mum. We have to be like that with Jesus. Our Heavenly Father. And we have to keep going to Him, Lord. Keep going to Him, Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You keep doing it. You might not get it, but you just keep doing it. Sometimes even God says no. Sometimes God says no. Because what you're asking for, He's not good for you. God knows you and me better than we know ourselves. Now this woman, she was from another nation. And Jesus is saying, "Well, I came to the Jews, not to you." But she bowed down. And she acknowledged Him as Lord and worshipped Him. The moment that you and I put Jesus in the center, the moment that you and I lift Jesus up, things begin to change. So, things begin to happen. See, my Jesus is a Jesus of signs, wonders and miracles. It's yours. Immediately, this girl is healed. Jesus spoke the word. And the girl is healed. Isn't that fantastic? Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. And it says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open unto you." Amen?
Amen.
How does that happen? It happens out of relationship. Relationship. God knows His children. God knows His people. How does He know them? He knows them because they meet with Him every day. And He says, "Hi, daughter. How are you? That's my Jesus. That's my God. That's the God I serve. The Bible tells me God is love. He's a God of love. Yes, He tells me also He knows your weaknesses. He knows my weaknesses. But do you know what? He still loves me. He still loves me. He knows my failing. He knows your failing. But He still loves you. That's the God we serve. This is the God that does signs, wonders and miracles. This is the God that heals this lady's girl, this daughter. When she called out to Jesus, then Jesus intervened. The power of heaven was loosed into that girl's life and she was healed. Amen?
Amen.
The power of heaven was released into that girl's life. There's another story that is in Luke's Gospel. And I didn't put that scripture up actually on here. And it's Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 36 to 50. And this is the story that when Jesus is invited to a Pharisee's house, and when He arrives there, they don't offer to Him the service of washing His feet. He's invited for supper. They sit down for supper, and all of a sudden, a lady comes in. And she begins, this lady is a lady who works on the streets. And she begins to cry. She begins to weep. And she begins to let her tears fall on the feet of Jesus. And she begins to wipe His feet with her hair. And she's brought with her a precious anointing oil. She anoints His feet. What is she doing? She's worshipping. Worshipping the Creator. She's worshipping the Creator. He's the God of the universe.
Hallelujah.
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1. You know what we have to realize? That we can worship God in any place, at any time. We don't need to be here in this building. We can worship God every day. When we wake up in the morning, we should worship God. He's given us breath. He's
Amen.
Given you breath to praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a building. It's been used as a religious building called a church. But they could sell it. And it could become a garage for cars. So would it then be a church? No, be a garage. But it's the same building.
Garage, Matro.
Yeah, it's the same building. You and I are the church. You are the church. Church of Jesus Christ is made up of living stones. Hallelujah. I'm breathing. We're living stones. Testimony of Jesus Christ with the voice of God speaking. Whose voice does God have? He has your voice. We're the voice of God speaking. John the Baptist, when he came before Jesus, he was the voice in the wilderness. It was the voice of God saying, "Prepare the way. Prepare the way." Because the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Savior of the world, has come to set captives free. Praise His wonderful name. And you see, God wants you and I to meet with Him every day. You and I meet with God every day. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. God created man in His own image. And God created him male and female. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God has given you and I commands. Jesus gave us one, love one another as I have loved you. Some of us don't think we're very important to God, but we are. I'll show you from the Bible how important we are. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 19. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky and brought them to man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called a living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the sky, and to every beast of the field. I've read this before, but suddenly this last day or so, it hit me so much that suddenly I realized that God had come down on the earth and said to the man he'd created, God brings in the animals, says, what are we going to call this one? What name shall we give this animal? God is asking man. I'm sure he said more than me. I'm sure it didn't take me that long to say that.
These sentences are longer.
Yeah. I gather that. Yeah. I'm short and straight to the point. You know, I get the punches in early.
I'm doing the same.
All right, right.
Sounds a bit longer, that's it.
Yeah. And so here, God is asking his creation. God is saying, what do you think? What do you think we should call this animal? See what I mean? Is he preaching same as me? Oh, he's okay, fine. The thing that I'm trying to get across to you is that how you and I are so important to God. You're important to God. Many of us have been taught, hush, be quiet,
too black,
know your place. Who do you think you are? The Bible tells me I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of God. Jesus told me that God is my Heavenly Father. And if He's my Heavenly Father, then I can go and sit on His knee. And Father will give me a hug.
My son.
Amen. Do you not do that with your son? When your son comes and sits on your... Yeah? Why should not God, who gave his only son Jesus, want to hug you? Because in 1 John 4 and verse 8 it says, God is love. God is love. He loves his creation. Hallelujah. So that means he loves you. He loves each and every one of us. I'm loved. I'm loved.
Are
you?
Are you
sure? I don't hear anything.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. She has a voice. Hallelujah. Donkeys nod. People speak. That's the power is in your words.
Donkey, let talk about louder. The man is bold to
bully like them. Power is in your voice.
Sock the topic of bully matter.
When you read that word, it changes things.
Job at the bottom porn, the Tesla topic of Sabbath body button got out.
Healed the sick, he spoke the word, and they were healed in this word. There's power. This one's written in English. And this one's written in Nepalese. But they are both the Word of God. And they both contain the same power. If these two beautiful people here had an Iranian Bible, then it would be just as powerful as the English, the Nepalese, the German, the Italian, whatever, because it is, God's Word. But we have to take this Word and we have to use it. It's like a sharp, two-edged sword. Glory to God. It's a sharp, two-edged sword. Dividing, cutting, right to the truth to bring power, to bring healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
So God is saying, talk to me because I love you. Talk to me because I love you.
Thank you.
If I didn't speak to Grace for a week, she would probably think I no longer love her. If you did not speak to your beloved, she would start to think you don't love her anymore. Yes? Or if she didn't speak to you.
And
you begin to think, why? Does she not love me anymore? We need to be talking to God every day. And when we talk to Him, we need to listen to Him. You know? If you would just keep talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking to your wife, and she's like, gets a point of frustration, it's like, forget it. Here's my shopping list. This is what I want. There you are, God. Thank you. Bye. That's not talking.
No.
Talking is using your mouth, using your ears. That's conversation, relationship, listening and talking to each other. So here we have man assisting God. At that point, you see, man was able to speak with God because there was no sin. There was no sin in Adam. So he could spend time in the presence of God. Jesus came to forgive us for all our sins. Jesus came to restore us back to God. Jesus came to bring that relationship back to God so that we could spend time together. But for those that don't, the Bible says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen? Who's got a free gift?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've got a free gift.
Amen.
It's Jesus. It's forgiveness from God.
Amen.
I'm forgiven.
Thank you,
Jesus. Are you there? Do you believe that? Do you believe you've got a free gift? Are you sure? You know, when I take my car and I go down to a car wash, I'm not sure where these people are from. I can't remember where the guy that I speak to, I think he's from one of the stands, Kazakhstan or somewhere like that. And every time I go, he gives me a free gift. He gives me a cent for the car. But let me tell you this, as far as man's concerned, nothing's free. Because I've already paid him for washing the car. When I came to Jesus and I said, Lord, forgive me, he didn't turn round and say, so what are you going to give me? How much are you going to pay me to forgive you? He said, it's free. I have picked up the bill. I've paid the price for your sin. So it's free to you. There's no price to pay. Just love Jesus. Just love Jesus. Where do we need to worship God? We need to worship God wherever we are.
And
when we worship God wherever we are, we begin to expect the glory to come down.
Amen?
The glory of the Lord to come down. Praise His wonderful name. You're having back problem, aren't you? Come on, out here right now. Yeah, you're coming out here right now. Don't you start being rebellious.
तपाईको ब्याक प्रब्लम छैन तपाई यही आइहाल्नुस् तपाईलाई प्रार्थना गरौँ
Sit in that chair, please.
The chair my boss knows.
Push your back right into it. Do you have a disc problem?
No.
Okay. We're going to help fix this in the name of Jesus.
Anoint
you with oil in Jesus' name, and I want you to do as I tell you. Okay? Put your hands on your knees.
Okay.
Don't close your eyes. Relax. Feet together. Relax. I'm going to lift them. Looks as if your back's pretty good. Stand up. Now do what I do. Put your hands like this. No, this way. Bring them together like that. Ah. This one's shorter than this one.
Really?
Yeah. Is that not true? Can you look from there?
Oh yeah.
You can't see from straight.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can see there that thumb, and that thumb, right? They're bang in line.
Yeah.
Father, in Jesus' name, we pray right now that Lord, you would begin to correct this back injury. Lord, you do work by the power of your Spirit. Lord, you're the healer. And we come to you right now as that healer. In Jesus' name. And we say right now, Lord, loose this back. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Okay, put your arms down. Relax. Lift them up again and bring them out this way. Oops. Spot on. Put them down. Let's do it again. Let's be sure. Bring it out. And again. Yeah, still just a little bit. Father, in Jesus' name, just finish this work. In Jesus' name. Just, Lord, let it move. Just correct it right now in this back. In Jesus' name. It's there, isn't it?
Yes, I have a pain all the time.
Well, we need to get rid of this in Jesus' name. Yeah. Jesus is the healer. Jesus does not want you to be in pain. Do you believe that? You're going to believe it, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm going to keep telling you until you believe it. Jesus does not want you to be in pain. Jesus did not create you in pain. Jesus does not want you. He came for all your sicknesses. He came for all your pain to heal you and to set you free. In Jesus' name. Father, right now, now in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray and call in, Lord, ministry. Take all pain away in this back. Lord, you set her free from pain. There's nothing worse than pain, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just ask you to release her from all pain in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now we'll just thank Jesus. Let's just try one more time. Let's just bring it. Just see where we are. Sure. There you go. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Don't thank Jesus. Amen. Jesus is a healer.
Probeshu Christ, healer.
Praise his name. And when the glory of God comes down, there's going to be signs, wonders and miracles.
And
when that pain starts to
try
and come back, you tell it, no. I'm healed in Jesus' name. No, I'm healed in Jesus' name. The Bible says that you and I are the healed. Amen? We've got to fight the battle. And we're going to believe God to set us free. I know what back pain's all about. I've been there. They wanted to cut me open. Dr. Jesus is the healer. Dr. Jesus is the healer. He's my Lord, he's my Savior, he's my healer, he's my deliverer. Sorry.
त्यो केटीको चाहिँ त्यो धार्मा यस्तो भएको थियो नि त